I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later, we're going to talk to former Muni kid Maria Knazel. She's part of the national touring company of A Christmas Story, the musical, which is now playing at the Fox. And we'll also meet Christian Schaefer of the Riverfront Times. He and Roy Kasten have been writing about top holiday songs performed by St. Louisans, and today he'll share some music by Chuck Berry, Donny Hathaway, Cassie Morgan, and Rough Shot. But first, the Bach Society of St. Louis's annual Christmas Candlelight Concert at Powell Hall is set for next Tuesday evening. Soprano Jane Jennings has performed with opera companies and symphonies across the country. A. Dennis Sparger, Bach Society's music director and conductor, and last year was presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award from the University of Missouri St. Louis, and more recently, an award from the American Guild of Organists. So Dennis Sparger, Jane Jennings, welcome to Cityscape.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And what were you telling me, Dennis, a little while ago before we went on the air about awards?
Well, I think it's a sign of when you're getting older, you start getting these awards, especially Lifetime Achievement.
They're piling up for you. Well, congratulations, yes. Though, in all
Thanks.
Seriousness.
Thanks very much. They do mean a lot to me.
Dennis, this candlelight concert really has become a Christmas tradition for a lot of people.
Oh, wow. It's a lovely event. It began in 1951. Our founder had the organization for 10 years, decided to add a second concert to the season, and they presented the first one at Kiel Opera House. Then in 1968, when Powell Hall opened, it moved there, and it's been there ever since.
Jane, what's your history with the Bach Society and with this event in particular?
Well, several years ago, I was fortunate enough to be invited by Dennis to come sing the Bach B minor Mass, and thoroughly loved the experience working with Dennis. And it's been quite a number of years, though. I've been gone. I haven't been living in the St. Louis area for a number of years, but recently moved back about a year and a half ago, and I immediately contacted Dennis, said, "Hey, Dennis, I'm back in town. Do you need a soprano soloist?" And sang for him again.
Right. She moved right up to the top of the list.
I've been gone for a while. But actually, this is the first time that I will be singing selections from The Messiah with the Bach Society, and I'm thrilled to be part of that.
Well, speaking about The Messiah, Dennis, why don't we start with something from The Messiah?
That would be terrific. And I could mention that we're working especially hard this year to have much more of a Baroque stylistically correct performance, which means more detachment from one note to the next, a little more feeling of crescendo diminuendo, that means a little louder, a little softer in the longer notes, a little more lightness and danceability in the music. And I think we'll hear this in this recording we have of And the Glory of the Lord.
We're talking with Dennis Sparger and Jane Jennings about next Tuesday's Christmas Candlelight Concert from the Bach Society of St. Louis. And Dennis, again in the program, the St. Louis Children's Choir, right, this year?
The St. Louis Children's Choirs, both the concert choir and choristers, about 130 strong, will be joining us for this performance. We always like to bring in a guest choir. Last year, the University Singers of UMSL was our guest choir. We've had the St. Louis Archdiocesan Children's Choir, and we're just delighted that Barbara Berner and the St. Louis Children's Choirs can be with us this year.
And one nice aspect of this is that the audience gets a chance to be part of the performance.
We always have a few carols for the audience to sing with the orchestra and choirs. You know, as we change from one choir to the next on stage, this gives us a chance for movement and also to have the audience participate.
Jane, it doesn't throw you off singing with amateurs?
Oh, no. No, no. You know, I was just going to say, it's so lovely to go to a concert and know that as an audience member, you get to participate.
Yes.
They love that. They love it. I just think it's a wonderful addition to any program.
There are an awful lot of singers in the audience. Mm-hmm. So for them to have this chance, it's really very special.
It is.
Well, in addition to Jane, who are some of the artists that you're going to be featuring?
Well, in addition to Jane, we also will have mezzo-soprano Deborah Hillebrand. She was one of our young artists from 2007 to 2011, and just a wonderful young singer who's also performed with Winter Opera, Union Avenue Opera Theater, and other groups around the St. Louis area and away from the city. Our tenor is Don Frazier, who has sung at the Met and performed all across the country, and several years ago decided to settle in Fairview Heights, where he's the minister of music at a Methodist church.
So, Jane, you along with Deborah and Don, who Dennis just mentioned, opened the program. I think you referred to that a couple of minutes ago. Would you like to talk a little bit more about that piece?
It's one of my favorites, I must say, especially at Christmas time. It's an opportunity for me as a soloist to be very, I guess, in the moment. So many times you can hear the Messiah being sung, and I think it can come across as, oh, I've heard this story before, mm-hmm. as we all have. Mm-hmm. But I think as a soloist, as a performer, it's my job to make you feel like you've heard it for the very first time. You're
yes.
hearing it
mm-hmm.
for the very first time. And I think that's very refreshing for the audience member because we've
is.
Heard this many times.
Yes, and this is certainly a thing I emphasize with the chorus from the very first rehearsal mm-hmm. that we don't know this piece. We're starting from scratch.
Right. And for the listener, mm-hmm. let me say that is the Rejoice Greatly that I will be singing and the recitatives leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I have to think of my position as being in front of this huge audience, these people who I get to say that the angel of the Lord appeared. And it mm-hmm. shouldn't be that I'm saying this to somebody in the audience and they're like, oh, I've heard this before, you know,
yeah.
it's so boring. But I have to make them feel like it's happening.
It's like, holy cow, listen
yes,
to this news.
Exactly.
Yes.
And it's much more, I think, much more entertaining mm-hmm. For the audience to hear it in that vein.
Right.
So is that something, do you decide how you're going to do that ahead of time? Or is it when you're standing there, does it just sort of hit you? How are you going
to
approach
it? No, I think
it?
You have to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think with anything you perform, it's how you're preparing the music and how are you going to deliver that music.
Mm-hmm. It's 95% preparation, and then mm-hmm. you leave a little 5% to chance.
Mm.
So if something grabs you at the moment, you're free to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of falling back on your expertise to then trust yourself.
And the feel of the room,
yeah.
the energy.
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
That plays a large part.
Right.
Yeah. If that audience doesn't applaud when you walk out, we're dead.
That never happens, does it?
No. Fortunately, it doesn't.
Let's hear something else from the program, Dennis. Still, still, still?
Well, I should say, you know, we're doing the first part of Messiah, but not everything on the first half of the concert. And then after intermission, we come back with the Christmas candlelight procession. And this is one of the very special parts of the concert when all the lights are out and the singers are processing in from the back of each section of seating and the candles are lit. And it's just an extraordinary moment. And this, we know, is what brings people back year after year. And then after that, the singers have all moved up to the stage in a big arc covering the entire stage of Powell Hall. And then we always sing an a cappella piece. This year, we're doing a piece by Iriks Ešenvalds, a Latvian composer, and it's called O Salutaris Hostia. We performed this in our fall concert, and it's such an extraordinary piece. I thought we must sing this again for a larger audience. And then, of course, we go on to a whole group of familiar carols, including one written by Stephen Mager, our composer in residence, also a resident of St. Louis, called Shepherds Run Along. And then we do a few others, and we come back, and we're doing an exquisite setting of the Austrian carol Still, 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 as arranged by Bradford Barlow. It's just an extraordinary piece, and it's too long to play today, but I thought we'd play just a little sampling of a part of it.
talking with the Bach Society's Dennis Barger and with soprano Jane Jennings about the Candlelight Concert next Tuesday at Pell Hall.
That's worth the price of admission just to hear that one carol. It's just so incredible. And that was Barlow Bradford conducting his own group that we just heard.
Maybe you should mention the orchestra.
Our orchestra is drawn from a list of about 60 or 70 players, and we have this wonderful contractor, Jan Parks. I tell her exactly what I need for instrumentation, and she puts all of these people together for us, depending upon who's available. Our concertmaster, Lenora Maria Anop, is always playing in our orchestra, and our principal second, Jim Richards, is always with us. And then there may be a little bit of change from time to time, you know, among other players. Some of them are members of the symphony, others members of the Philharmonic, and others are some of the finest freelance players in the city.
Jane, Dennis mentioned the Candlelight Procession earlier. Mm-hmm. That's really the centerpiece of this. That's what people remember. So would you take a moment to sort of paint a picture of what that experience is like?
Let me just first say that every time I maybe mention the Bach Society and their Christmas Candlelight Concert that they are performing, anybody I speak with, they go, oh. And they kind of stop in their tracks because they do remember that procession. It's riveting. It's breathtaking.
Yes. No.
And I just think, come experience that
can. I can tell you, the first year that I did this, I thought, wow, if I can just get rid of that candlelight procession, this would be a good concert.
you better not get rid of that, Dennis.
I was told, yes, you're going to keep that.
Yes.
And
definitely.
This year's concert is recognizing a longtime Bach Society board member.
It is. Dean Looney is recently retired from the chorus and the board. Served in the chorus for over 30 years and about 25 years on the board, and served as board chair for 9 years, as a big supporter of what we do. And we wanted to recognize him in a special way in this performance.
And before we wrap up, could we hear one more thing?
Well, at the end of the program, we're going to sing a lovely, beautiful little carol by John Rutter with our chorus, the Bach Society Chorus, and the St. Louis Children's Choirs combined. And then we'll end the program with this rather impertinent setting of Deck the Halls by the Canadian composer Derek Holman.
The Bach Society of St. Louis presents its annual Christmas Candlelight Concert. That's next Tuesday, 7:30 in the evening at Powell Hall. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the Bach Society's website. Dennis, anything finally you want to say about tickets?
About tickets, you'd go to the Bach Society website, bachsociety.org, and then you click on Buy Tickets. That takes you immediately to the Powell Hall website, or call the Powell Hall box office, 314-534-1700, and ask for the Christmas Candlelight Concert.
And we've also been talking to Jane Jennings, who's a soprano and who is in the program. Jane, nice meeting you.
Wonderful to meet you.
Dennis Barger, best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you.
Great holiday season to you both.
Always
you
great
too.
To see you.
Thank you.
Next on Cityscape, a young St. Louisan shares her experience as part of the national touring company of A Christmas Story, the musical. This is St. Louis Public Radio.